Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Thursday of the third week in Ordinary Time, January 29th, 2026. And our gospel passage today comes from St. Mark, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought into be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." In today's gospel, Jesus asks a simple yet piercing question. Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? His words are brief, but they carry immense spiritual weight. Lamps in the ancient world were precious, carefully tended sources of light in a dark home. A lamp was meant to shine, to guide, to reveal what could not be seen. Hidden light is useless light. Jesus makes it clear that his presence, his truth, and his grace are not given to us for concealment. They are entrusted to us to radiate, to illuminate our own hearts and the lives of others. And then he adds the striking principle. There is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. In other words, God's truth is destined to reveal. God's grace is designed to shine. God's work in us is meant to become manifest. Before we can speak of being lampstands, we must remember that we are not the light. The lamp is Christ himself, his life, his teaching, his mercy, his very presence dwelling within us. Like the moon reflecting the sun, we shine only because he shines in us. When Jesus says a lamp must not be hidden, he is speaking of himself living within the believer. God never illuminates a soul only for private comfort or quiet consolation. The light of Christ wants to extend beyond us, to transform, to heal, to renew, reveal, and to invite. We often think of hiding the lamp as simply failing to share the gospel publicly, but Jesus' insight cuts deeper. We hide the lamp when we shrink back from truth, out of fear or rejection or discomfort. We hide the lamp when we withhold forgiveness, even though Christ's mercy burns within us. We hide the lamp when we resist conversion, keeping parts of our lives in shadow because we fear what God's light might require. We hide the lamp when we hide our wounds, refusing the vulnerability through which God often shines brightest. We hide the lamp when we avoid witness, convincing ourselves that someone else is more qualified. A bushel basket can be fear, pride, shame, overthinking, spiritual laziness, self-doubt, any barrier that prevents Christ's light from radiating through our lives. Jesus tells us, nothing is secret except to come to light. There is not a threat, but a promise. God brings truth to light not to humiliate, but to heal. He reveals hiddenness not for our downfall, but for our redemption. the parts of your heart you hesitate to expose, your sorrows, your sins, your longings, your confusion, are precisely where Christ longs to shine most brightly. What Christ reveals in us, he does so gently. What he brings to the surface, he purifies. What he illuminates, he transforms. A lampstand is simply anything that elevates the lights so others can see it. In your life, your lampstand may be your daily choice of integrity and charity, your patience with others, your words of encouragement, your freedom to admit weakness, your joy that cannot be explained except by faith, your quiet perseverance in suffering, your public witness when the Spirit prompts you to speak. Your lampstand is the place where your life becomes transparent to grace, where Christ gains visibility through your humanity. And Christ concludes, anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. Hearing the gospel is not merely intellectual. It is essential. It is existential. To hear is to let Christ's light rearrange our priorities, soften our defenses, and call us into courageous love. This means we must not only let his light shine from us, but first within us. A lamp that gives no light is one whose flame has gone out. Daily prayer, Eucharistic intimacy, sacramental confession, and silence before God, these are the oils that keep the flame alive. Jesus' question echoes into your soul today. Will you place my light on a lampstand? He is not asking you to become extraordinary in your own power. He asks only that you stop hiding the radiance he has already placed within you. You are not the source, only the vessel. Not the flame, only the stand. But when Christ's light rests upon the lampstand of your life, others will see more clearly. He will illumine their fears, their questions, their hopes through you. May you have the courage to step out of the shadows of fear, to remove the bushel baskets from your heart, and to let his light shine with quiet boldness. And may your life become what Jesus desires it to be, a lampstand for the light of the world, so that what is hidden in you, his grace, may be revealed for the salvation of many. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and ask you to perhaps invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.